Newsom renews call for passage of Pathways Bill, written by Robert Mullen and Henrik Nielsen, and read by an automated voice. California Governor Gavin Newsom renewed his call for state lawmakers to pass a bill to authorize CAISO to relinquish governance of its electricity markets and allow it and the state's utilities to participate in a new regional organization designed to oversee a West-wide market.
The bill would implement the plans of the West-wide Governance Pathways Initiative, a multi-state effort to create an independent regional organization, or RO, to govern CAISO's Western Energy Imbalance Market and Extended Day-Ahead Market, or EDAM, the latter set to launch in 2026.
I am calling on the legislature to pass a viable proposal to expand regional power markets. It's our best shot at affordability this year, Newsom said in press release August 27. Over $1 billion in economic benefits to our state is on the line, and FI-EY-ELR to get this done will mean higher electric bills, more pollution, and a less reliable power grid. Californians deserve action now to make their electric bills more affordable. The statement was the first from the governor on the issue since the legislature resumed the 2025 session August 19 after a month-long summer recess. Newsom's reference to a viable proposal suggests it's still an open question whether the legislation will be Senate Bill 540, known as the Pathways Bill, or another bill. With a legislative session set to wrap up September 12, the clock is ticking on any effort to get a bill passed. SB 540 passed the state Senate in June on a 36-0 vote, but the bill's first hearing in the Assembly's Utilities and Energy Committee, scheduled for July 16, was delayed until after the summer break at the request of the bill's author, Senator Josh Becker, or D.
Becker sought the delay after 21 organizations pulled their backing for the bill in response to an amendment that would establish a new Regional Energy Market Oversight Council charged with ensuring CAISO's participation in the RO serves the interests of the state.
The new council would be authorized to mandate withdrawal by the ISO and utilities if those interests are compromised. The organizations, which include Environmental Defense Fund, PUSIF, I-Corp, Advanced Energy United, Amazon, and Portland General Electric, called the amendment unacceptable and asked lawmakers to remove it. Responding to a reporter's question during a July 31 press conference, Newsom reiterated his previous support for the Pathways effort and FI-EY-ELR, the coalition behind SB 540, saying, "I am not aware of a more diverse and large coalition I've seen on an issue of energy in some time. The group includes labor unions and publicly owned utilities that strongly opposed past efforts to regionalize CAISO." Newsom's August 27 press release contained EY and a link to an August 13 post on the governor's X account showing him meeting with a coalition of Pathways supporters. "I am calling on the legislature to enable the expansion of regional energy markets to lower energy costs, reduce air pollution, and avoid power outages," Newsom said in the post. Pathways leader optimistic. But the language coming out of the offices of Newsom and Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas has left open the possibility that the provisions in the original Pathways bill could be tacked onto another bill. With fewer than 3 weeks left in the session, SB 540 hasn't been scheduled for an initial Assembly committee hearing. Still, when? RTO Insider previously asked the two offices about the potential for other strategies that don't include SB 540. Both declined to comment, while a source in the governor's office said Newsom would let lawmakers take the lead on the effort. In an August 26 email to RTO Insider Kathleen Stacks, co-chair of the Westwide Governance Pathways Initiatives Launch Committee, noted that Newsom and Rivas have come out in very public support of the Pathways bill. "In addition, there continues to be an enormous diverse coalition in support of getting this policy done this year," said Stacks, who is executive director of Western Freedom. "While the committee is not involved in lobbying, some of its California members are working to advance the bill in their other organizational capacities. The bill has not yet been scheduled for a policy committee hearing in the Assembly because it has been in negotiations between the GOV's office, Senate and Assembly, along with some other big energy issues," Stacks wrote. "The coalition continues to advocate for passing a version of SB 540 that works for the West, and we are optimistic that it will get done this year." The offices of Senator Becker and Speaker Rivas did not respond to requests for comment in time for publication of this article.